Mini episode 29 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by the Pullins Group, delivering public affairs consulting and marketing services for small businesses trying to grow. Follow them on the web at PullinsGroup.com.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Hello, this is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris welcoming you to one of the four lounge mini-episodes that comprise the fifth edition of the FDH Pantheon. I am joined by FDH Lounge dignitaries Tim Faust and Kyle Ross. The FDH Pantheon is our celebration of the best of the best from all walks of life. These mini-episodes also bring our total amount of FDH Lounge programming to 500 hours over the course of the show's history, dating back to January 14, 2007. Members of the FDH Lounge Pantheon are voted in by the FDH Academy of Arts and Sciences, which is comprised of the FDH Lounge dignitaries and other advisors and supporters of FDH. Here are the members of the Pantheon. The first class inducted on June 20, 2008 is as follows. Best President Ronald Reagan, Best Country Other Than the U.S., Canada, Best Motion Picture The Godfather, Best Thespian Kevin Costner, Best Female Bombshell Raquel Welch, Best Musical Performer or Group Bon Jovi, Best TV Show All in the Family, Best TV or Movie Cartoon Character Bugs Bunny, Best Comic Book Character Superman, Best Pro Wrestler Ric Flair, Best Basketball Player Michael Jordan, Best Football Player Jim Brown, Best Race Car Driver from Any Circuit Richard Petty, Best Hockey Player Wayne Gretzky, Best Baseball Pitcher Nolan Ryan, Best Baseball Hitter Babe Ruth. Personally, I should note before I go any further that I do not stand behind the results of the voting. Like all of the voters, I cast a vote for some of the winners, and in some cases, I'm quite horrified by how the results manifested themselves. But discussion and controversy are all part of the fun of the Pantheon. The second class, inducted on July 18, 2009, is as follows. Best Pro Sports Coach or Manager, Paul Brown. Best Sporting Event, the Super Bowl. Best Fantasy Sport, football. Best Olympic Sport, hockey. Best Sportscaster Play-by-Play, Vin Scully. Best Sportscaster Color Commentator, John Madden. Best Sports Movie, Bull Durham. Best Movie Villain, Joker, the Heath Ledger version. Best Pro Wrestling Manager, Bobby Heenan. Best Video Game, Non-Sports, Grand Theft Auto. Best Musical Guilty Pleasure, Phil Collins' Air Drum Solo to In the Air Tonight. Best Non-U.S. City, Toronto. Best U.S. City, New York City. Best Political Scandal, Watergate. Best Seinfeld Episode, The Soup Nazi. Best TV Commercial Character, Mr. Whipple. The third class, inducted February 17, 2010, is as follows. Best Sports Writer, Terry Pluto. Best Underappreciated Athlete, Kenny Lofton. Best Heavyweight Boxer, Muhammad Ali. Best Non-Heavyweight Boxer, Sugar Ray Leonard. Best MMA Competitor, Chuck Liddell. Best Single Sporting Event or Game Ever, Miracle on Ice. Best Sports General Manager or Executive, Bill Polian. Best Sports Stadium or Arena, Wrigley Field. Best Sports Video Game, Madden Football. Best Pro Wrestling Tag Team, The Road Warriors. Best Late Night Talk Show Host, Johnny Carson. Best TV Drama or Comedy Character, Cosmo Kramer. Best Foreign Cuisine, Italian. Best Comedian, Richard Pryor. Best Live Musical Performer, Bruce Springsteen. Best Sandwich, Corned Beef Sandwich from Goodman's Sandwich Inn in Cleveland. And the fourth class of the Pantheon, inducted November 10, 2010, is as follows. The Best Super Bowl, Steelers-Cardinals, Super Bowl 43. Best Comeback Game, regardless of sport, Bills-Oilers, January 3, 1993 playoff game. Best Single Season Pro Team, regardless of sport, 1995-96 Chicago Bulls. Best Pro Franchise, regardless of sport, New York Yankees. Best College Coach, regardless of sport, Mike Krzyzewski. Best Sports Tradition, Handshake Line after a Stanley Cup playoff series. Best College Football Program, Ohio State. Best Genre of Motorsports, the Sprint Cup. Best Pro Wrestling Monster Bad Guy, The Undertaker. Best Movie Franchise, combining original and sequels, Star Wars. Best Innovative TV Series, 24. Best Song, Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin. Best Continent, North America. Best Fast Food Meal or Sandwich, Mr. Hero Cheeseburger. Best American Tradition, Independence Day. Best Animal or Fish in a Zoo or Aquarium, Dolphin. Additionally, we recognize what we call the Pantheon within the Pantheon. It consists of inductees who won their category with more than 50% of the total vote. They are as follows. From the second class of inductees, football as best fantasy sport. From the third class of inductees, Madden as best sports video game and Muhammad Ali as best heavyweight boxer. From the fourth class of inductees, North America as best continent. John Madden is the only two-time inductee of the Pantheon, winning for best color commentator and best sports video game. We hope you enjoy our Pantheon broadcast as much as we enjoy bringing them to you. In the event of any ties in the balloting, they will be broken on the air by our dignitaries hosting the show. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to induct the fifth class of the FDH Pantheon. All right, part two of the Pantheon, Pantheon number five. Rick Morris, Tim Faust, Kyle Ross running through the next three categories. Sports website, athlete in an individual sport, and college hoops program. For best sports website, this was very interesting. The votes ran the gamut from a good friend, Russ Cohen of Sportsology, voting for Sportsology. No further comment necessary. One vote for Yard Barker by Ben Chu, whose blog, I believe, is associated with Yard Barker. So
a lot of shameless self-promotion going on here, but I can get behind that.
Mike Petak voted for the Sports Talk Network, facetiously, I believe. So let's cut him a break. I'd like to think that was facetiously.
Yeah, self-promotion and self-loathing, I believe.
Yeah. I don't know. Mike's not here to ask him about that.
Maybe it's the only website that comes up on his computer.
It might be. that's what you get when you got a certain guy doing your computer repairs for you. That's the only one that's going to come up. One vote for baseballreference.com. One vote for Twitter, which I guess has applications as a sports website.
Kind of a hipster pick.
One vote for MLBTradeRumors.com, the aforementioned Alex Slemp voting for that one. Now we get to the ones that had more than one vote, and I'm looking to see here. Okay, three votes for Deadspin. Unsurprising that that does fairly well. The one that was second place, it made an unbelievably strong run, I thought. And it almost won, and it's the one I voted for. And, Tim, it's the one you voted for. CBSSports.com, seven votes, coming very close to winning this thing. I was very happy to see that. Nine votes in first place, I was hoping.
Evil Empire.
Yes, yes. The four-letter network, the Eastern Seaboard Programming Network, ESPN.com. Ends up winning for best sports website. And you, Kyle.
Of course I voted. But hey, you want to hear about your little team? Go listen to your local show. Okay? Go listen to your local show. A June Cleveland Indians game. Don't move the meter, buddy.
Local show.
Go listen to your local show. CBS Sportsline's fine. I mean, I have my fantasy league there. It's actually a pretty good site. I mean, other than that, it's such a Deadspin to me has gone downhill. You and I had a big World Cup. Remember we had a
Better when Leach ran. Not just saying that because Leach has been on the show. Yeah.
But you and I had a very long conversation because it's almost like Keith Olbermann now, where 95% of the energy is into burying the competition, whereas they don't really write, they used to write like funny things and good original content. Now it's just like, oh, yeah, look what ESPN's doing. It's so stupid,
If anybody if anybody was going to vote for them, I'm surprised there weren't any votes for Awful Announcing, which is still a very good site.
I like Awful Announcing. That's
that
good,
is
yes.
A great
yes.
site.
You know, this is one you could have split, and again, the flexibility that you give us, you could have split this one into mainstream and kind of non-mainstream. Not that you would want to do that, but I'm just saying, a lot of people approached it as, CBS, ESPN, I don't know, Fox Sports, whatever.
None for Fox, surprising.
That's not very good. Is it? I mean, I never go to it. I mean, I've gone to it a few times. I don't know, they've got a lot of flashy videos and
Let me give a plug for Mike Harmon, friend of the show.
Oh, okay. Feel free, as always, Ricky, feel free to edit any of my commentary.
No. I don't edit anything. I don't edit anything anybody says.
To your point, ESPN, when I voted for you, it seemed like kind of a lazy vote, but it realistically is the site that I go to the most. So, me, that's kind of what I took. Once again, it's different definitions. Yeah. By best, I meant, it's the one I visit the most.
Well, I like when I get ideas here.
And what? kudos to me. You know, I'm not saying, hey, everyone can do their piece. Did not vote for my own website, by the way.
No, you didn't. You
there
did,
you
not.
Did not. Which is VegasExperts.com. Yeah. I knew I'd be on the show and could mention it there.
I was going to say you were very expert in avoiding the conflict of interest, yes, I say, yes. Kyle Ross. But I like when and notice I didn't vote for the FDH Lounge. I didn't vote for Fantasy Draft Help. I tried to play this straight. But no, I like that. You gave me a great idea, Tim, and sports blog. That would probably be a good future category, wouldn't it?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. We'll do that.
Pantheon 6.
All right. painful though it may be, lift the Dundee Award for ESPN.com.
Let's hear it for Red Sox and Yankees. All right. Let's hear it. Who's Derek Jeter dating? What mistakes will Tony Romo make this week?
Yeah.
And have you heard about Tim Tebow? Okay, these are the things that people want to hear about, Ricky.
And because it's Wednesday night, let's already start talking about next week's Eagles game.
Well, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, and I'll honestly, I'm starting to call them EFPN, F as in football, yeah, because they're the Entertainment and Football Programming Network.
And
as far as I'm concerned,
I will say it is kind of crazy. Like I love, like, you know me, I know that I'm probably in the minority here, but I love First, I used to really like First Take, the Skip Bayless show,
okay,
which I call, but it literally is now the Skip Bayless show. Have you noticed they totally changed? Like they just don't even like start. They used to start where it was kind of like a morning show, obviously,
right,
but now they just cut right to the desk. And I don't know if it's because Bayless's precious Oklahoma lost and they're out of it. They don't even talk college football in that program anymore, Ricky. They're talking. I mean,
what, at the very least, I don't. The one thing I can be grateful for, I don't think Michael Smith is on there as much. The guy who reminds me of the annoying younger brother on Good Times, at least he's not on there as much.
Well, he's on that Numbers Don't Lie program, I believe.
Yeah, which I never watch.
I didn't have any. Well, it's in a bad time, so that's not a terrible show. They threw another hot blonde chick on there. I can watch it for that.
Yeah, you gotta like that.
Yeah.
Quick side note on the Evil Empire. Uh-huh. I was listening the day after Irvin Santana threw that no-hitter against the Indians,
mm-hmm,
and that also happened to be – it was either day two or day three after the NFL lockout ended.
Oh.
So it was almost like, you know, the old Harry Carey routine where it's like, you know, I was at this greasy spoon. And, oh, by the way, there's a triple play.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost like that because at the top of the hour, the Sports Center with Mike and Mike was, you know, Ocho Cinco signing with New England and, you know, all these other NFL free agents that were going, oh, by the way, Irvin Santana threw no hitter yesterday. Okay, back to the football. And it was literally baseball is page, you know, back page.
But isn't that reflective of, like, to me, see, everyone criticizes it, and you know me, Ricky, I'm going to pick up for it. But to me, it's like, isn't that reflective? Like, football, the NFL, you know, under the dictator, Roger Goodell, has just crushed everyone. I mean, they are so far in it.
They're turning me off to it. I mean, football's the sport that I probably find the most compelling overall. But I'm willfully boycotting it. NFL 32, click. I won't watch it. Well, I will not have football shoved down my throat 365 days a year. I'm not living in that country.
You have to remember, though, that you and I, and Tim, I don't know you as well, so I don't know if you qualify in this category. I watch a lot of ESPN. Like, I watch more ESPN than probably any
human
being
there with us.
Should. You know what I'm saying? Like, ESPN, it's set up for, like, anything else where, you know, your average person puts on ESPN, maybe just watches one show on there a day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to stick up. I'm just saying that, you know, what I'm, you know. It's not like, again, it's not like, you, like I always tell these dumb hipsters when it comes to music, oh, the radio, man, you'll be a slave to the radio. They're just playing what they want you to hear. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, okay, they obviously, there's research involved. They interpret what people want to hear, and then they play. It may not be what you like.
Well,
it may not be what I like.
I think there's a little bit of chicken in the egg here, because I think ESPN is part of what's, you know, what's made. And
well, they have a vested interest in the NFL.
Football is made for America today.
Right.
Believe me. And you know, I am
16 games, shorter
once
season.
Once a week, fantasy football, easy to understand.
Right. Gambling.
Aggression. Yes. Yeah. Gambling. Yeah, all that stuff. And so, in a sense, football is built for America today. I mean, so they're playing off that.
They are.
Which is fine. And I'm a little bit biased because football is not my favorite sport. So I get a little bit jaded about it. So full disclosure here, you know, that's fine. But, you know, I do see that it's a little bit, you know, I mean, again, during the World Series, after Game 6.
That was crazy.
I mean, it was literally half football, half baseball. I mean, can you imagine if there was a Super Bowl as great as Game 6 of the World
Series. You know what?
They wouldn't have even sniffed another sport.
And I'm going to say this, too, and I'm going to interject a little bit of righteous indignation into this as well here.
Oh,
something
boy.
That they did, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
as I believe it's yeah. always the key as, phrase with you, right, Ricky?
I'm going to get on my soapbox, and anybody that knows, all right, I am particularly somebody who's very upset about everything that happened with Dan Weldon. He was somebody we had on a show a couple months ago who was very nice to us. So it's not easy to be gracious to people after you win the Indy 500 and some guy comes up to you and asks you to be on the show. Sure, I'll do it. Yeah, guy that we very much like. All right, they did their tribute to him on SportsCenter, and they do the whole thing, put the picture on the screen, supposed to be fade to black, the commercial. Coming up, Jets-Dolphins, Monday Night Football. They couldn't even go into commercial in a class way, Tim. I mean, that's just their lack of humanity. That's just
though.
Being scummy, war
predictable.
Criminals. Yeah.
Very
it's
cool.
not a, I don't know. It's, that's a little harsh, don't you think? A
scummy war criminals?
Yes.
Well, you know,
yes, that's a little harsh. Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, ultimately, yeah, I think that.
No,
that's,
you're right. If I didn't see that, that is. I mean, it just sounds bad. No, you're right.
The
protocol is, and they've done though that.
Yeah.
And the reason it's, I don't want to say surprising.
Yeah.
But it is a little surprising because I've seen a lot of things like that before. And they always do fade to black. You know, they always do fade to commercial.
But yeah, just you got to get in your plug for the stupid Monday Night Football game. It just pissed me off. It show a little respect for the man. I don't know. That just really got me. But I'll bury ESPN here after we award ESPN.com in the Pantheon here.
Let's hear it for the Cowboys. Let's hear it for the Cowboys. Let's hear more about 3 and 4 football teams in big markets.
I want to hear more about what my man Tony Bruno's got to say about the Cowboys. He's always got the best takes on them, Kyle Ross.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah. Gotta like that. All right. Best athlete in an individual sport. We had some people where I don't know what they were thinking. First vote I'm going to read you here. The first vote was for Wayne Gretzky. Was I not sufficiently clear when I said best athlete in an individual sport?
That wasn't me, was it?
No, that was not you. That was, I'll name names. Russ Cohen, Sportsology. Russ is a huge hockey guy. Russ, you love your hockey.
So
I
much
know
in fact,
that.
So
yeah.
much in fact.
Maybe he thought Wayne Gretzky could have made it in
individual
sport,
yeah.
taking on everyone else by himself.
I love you, Russ, but I don't know what that one was all about. We had a
you
couple.
Should scratch some of these. I always thought you're too nice. I've always thought you're too nice of a guy, Ricky. You need to when people don't vote properly.
Outliers.
Yeah.
Get rid of the outliers.
Yeah. Well, wait till you hear what almost won. Believe it or not, we'll get to that. There were 3 votes for tennis players, but they were all different tennis players. One for Rafael Nadal, one for Roger Federer, and one for Novak Djokovic. So there were 3 different votes cast there. One vote for Jimmy Johnson, including motorsports here, as an individual sport. One vote for Kelly Kulik. That was courtesy of our good friend Steve Callis, who voted for Kelly. That was one vote for Muhammad Ali. I'm surprised there was only one. That was you, Tim. That was a notable pick there.
That's a good pick.
I would have thought there would have been more than one. He won for best heavyweight boxer when we had done
he
that.
He was top 5 athlete of the century.
I'm surprised he didn't get more than that. If we're going to look purely at pedigree of wins and everything like that, I'm surprised the next guy didn't do better. Mark Spitz only had one vote. And then again, there was one vote for Michael Pittman. I scratch my head here wondering how that was allowed to happen. Tim Dustin voted for Michael Pittman, and he doesn't generally cast joke votes like Bob Glassman does. So I don't know what Tim was thinking on that one. One vote for Bjorn Borg. One vote for...
Isn't he a tennis player?
Okay. Well, I meant current ones, but yeah. No, you're right. You're right. I was wrong about that. One vote for Usain Bolt. One vote for Manny Pacquiao. One vote for Brock Lesnar. Now we start getting into 2 votes. 2 votes for Georges St-Pierre, which you, Kyle, were one of the 2 votes for him.
Yes.
I had voted for him for best MMA athlete of all time, so I guess you wouldn't think that makes me a hipster for voting for him over the heavyweights then.
No, at all. That's the right call. Pound for pound. No, trust me. Yeah, the middle and the welterweight guys are traditionally the best guys.
That's what I thought. Here's where Tiger Woods represents. 2 votes for Tiger Woods.
I was just thinking he better be on this because I actually kind of, in retrospect, should have changed my vote. That was bad. What was I thinking?
2 votes for Jack Nicklaus. I was one of the 2. The funny thing is,
fitting that they were tied.
I cast the first vote.
Of course, you voted for Jack Nicklaus over Tiger Woods.
Yeah, well, he's a Buckeye.
That is the most non-surprising thing I've ever heard in my life.
He is a Buckeye.
Yes. Yeah.
He got two of the first three votes cast. I'm always fascinated by the chronological order here. I cast the first vote, and it was for him, and the third vote was from Nate Noy, and he voted for Jack Nicklaus, and not another vote the rest of the way. There were 26 votes cast total, as there were for Best Sports Website. He did not get another vote. Three votes for, and I alluded to this before, three votes for Michael Jordan. Again, was I insufficiently clear? Best athlete in an individual sport. I don't know how that leaves itself open to misinterpretation. I don't know. I can't fathom that. The winner, blessedly, this didn't have to go to a tiebreaker. I wouldn't have cast a vote for this guy, but at least a guy who should qualify won it. Michael Phelps, four votes for Michael Phelps for best athlete in an individual sport. Speaking of prisoner of the moment, Kyle Ross.
I can get behind his pot smoking. Yes. I could certainly do that. No.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird because actually it's like that's something if it was like straight off that Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And I've lost track of the years. What year is this now? It's 2011 right now?
Yes.
So that was 08, right? Was the Olympics?
08, yeah.
08,
yeah.
So
still the most recent summer ones, though.
Still. It's kind of died down, hasn't it? Like,
it has.
I'm surprised. So, that has more legs to it than Prisoner of the Moment.
Yeah, it does. It does a little bit, but it's still the most recent summer Olympics.
Sure.
So Michael Phelps gets it. So,
no votes for Secretariat?
No votes for Secretariat, no. Athlete in an individual sport, that would be an interesting
Secretariat
one.
Secretariat was on the ESPN top.
By the way,
century.
It was Tony Kornheiser.
It was, like seventh,
it was Tony Kornheiser. PTI was the one who gave the big vote to it. I didn't
Is
know,
that right?
But yeah, they outed him like years later.
Which you mentioned. You mentioned in our first ever episode, January 14th, 2007, Tim. I don't remember what were we talking about. It was famous deaths in threes because I was mentioning about Seattle Slough being one of them, and then you mentioned about that. You said that's like Secretariat being in the top 50 for ESPN. I remember your comment almost 5 years ago, and it sticks in my mind.
I'm consistent anyway.
You are. You are one of the original dignitaries. Four votes. We left the Dundee. Michael Phelps, best athlete in an individual sport. The last one in this segment here, best college hoops program. You knew this was going to be down to just a handful of ones here, but there was a late vote in here. Russ Cohen voted for St. John's, so one outside of the original, or outside of the ones that you would predict. Russ, a total East Coast guy, and I can tell from your frown, Kyle, that you're not comprehending that at all. Russ is a prisoner of the New York Philly corridor, so to speak.
Oh well, I can get. So, how can we not get behind that?
Yeah, along with your precious ESPN. This is one, and I'll name names on this one. John Adams voting for Butler. So another one outside of
the prisoner of the moment. It's about prisoner of the moment.
That is prisoner of the moment, isn't it?
They're the only team to be in the last two title games, right? Yeah.
They are.
Yes,
yeah.
Of course. Yeah. You know, I could get behind that if we excluded the first 100 years of college basketball. Yes.
Aside from that tiny technicality, they've got it. Only one vote for Kansas as we start getting into the real ones here, so to speak. Tim Dustin voting for Kansas.
Seems wrong.
Two votes for UCLA. Remember I said before, I'm fascinated by the ones that come in chronologically. There were two votes in, like, the middle of the pack for UCLA. Nobody voted for them before or since, but there were consecutive votes for UCLA.
Mine,
one of them is yours, actually.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm a John Wooden guy.
You Paul Pasek voted for them. I thought about it. I was wavering, but I ended up voting for the other one that got two votes. I looked at it. I voted for Kentucky, as did Nate Noy. We were the two votes
Both
there.
Good choices.
Yeah, I went. It was either going to be Kentucky or UCLA. And UCLA, if you focus a lot on that 10-year run, you got to go with them. I looked at it, that what did Kentucky do throughout their history? But, yeah, that might have been one of my closest ones. I really almost did the same thing you did, Tim. There were five votes for North Carolina as we start working our way up the list here. And remember I mentioned previously that anything that gets more than 50% of the votes goes in the Pantheon. Within the Pantheon, this is our only one for tonight here, gentlemen. There were 25 total votes cast. 13 were for Duke. You cast the last one, Kyle, and put them in the Pantheon within the Pantheon. Duke, it is a short list of ones that have made it throughout the previous Pantheons here. Your vote, the one that put them over the top. They had already won this thing, but they get better than 50% of the vote thanks to your cataclysmic vote.
I always like to make my votes count.
Yeah.
I guess this was a little prisoner of the moment now that I think about it me.
Outside of the last 20, 30 years.
Well, it's all the Coach Krzyzewski era.
Yeah,
it really is.
True.
Because they were really, there was a really good documentary. I don't know if it was HBO or somebody on the Carolina-Duke the history of it. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, Duke was a joke before he got there. But I guess I was taking more factoring, you know, present day a lot. Into account.
And I think any of those, Duke, UCLA.
Or Kentucky. Those were the three.
North Carolina.
Yeah. Kansas deserved better.
I think Kansas deserved better. But any of those five, I think, I can't make a strong argument against.
What's very interesting, and you look at, you talk about prisoner of the moment. This is prisoner of the moment in the reverse. There's six programs we generally think of on that level. What's the one that didn't get a vote?
Syracuse?
Indiana did not get a vote.
Well, because
they've stunk for a while. That's why.
And that's why nobody voted for them. And, again, that's kind of prisoner of the moment going the other way. A Final Four
Bring
in
Bobby
2002.
Knight back. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the most recent thing that they've had happen. But
and they've
again,
been just downright awful in the last couple of years.
They have been. They've been. And Tom Crane's going to face some pressure. I understand they were giving him a long leash, but at a certain point in time, you got to get it done. It's particularly when you look at what Coach Cal has done at Kentucky. You can turn things around pretty quickly.
I like Coach Cal.
If you're willing
Cal.
To cut some
Coach
ethical
Cal,
corners.
Coach Cal is like such Coach a beauty, Cal. Isn't he? Isn't he such
or,
a beauty?
Or something.
Isn't he such a
yeah,
beauty?
The latter.
Yeah.
Isn't he such a beauty?
He's been successful, but Duke makes it, and Duke is in the Pantheon. Within the Pantheon, we raise the Dundee Award.